Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. There is so much going on, and we're going to take a little break here, at least in the first half of the show. I have brought back Dennis Andrew Ball, who's running for president as an independent. He's right in vote. He is with the American Party of America, and that's what I told him I really wanted you to hear about, because regardless of what the outcome is here in this election, I want to know the other options, because I see these two parties falling apart. Well, unfortunately, the Democrat Party isn't really falling apart, but there may be a lot of them going to prison if anything turns the way I'd like it to turn. And the Republican Party, which is supposed to be the conservative people, is falling apart because of the greed and the rhinos that the establishment that are there, and they don't they've forgotten all about Constitution, they've forgotten all about we the people, and that we are a republic. And so we have these this two party monopoly that kind of holds the third party people at bay. You can't get advertising. You can't get in the media because they block you out. And if you get anything, you only get a few minutes at best. They get it here because I allow them to have it here. But that's I am the smaller media, but I am national, so they do get to have their say. But we're going to welcome Dennis Ball back today, and we're going to talk about the American Party of America. How are you doing today, Dennis?
Really good. Thanks so much for the introduction, Beth. And certainly, as we proceed here to the election on November 8th, including those who are doing early voting, I expect a tremendous turnout of people. And I think that we are definitely in the game. I am eligible in 43 states to be elected the 45th President of the United States. And I want to say this quickly. I have critiqued all of the debates, and I have posted on my Facebook page at Dennis Andrew Ball, if anyone is interested, my response to these debates, including my YouTube videos, to show that none of the candidates, none outside of myself, have talked about how to get Americans working again. And what I mean by that is this: if you want to sell your products in this country, bring a factory. Make in America. I heard nothing, and have heard nothing from any other candidates.
Well, now I'm gonna disagree with you there, because Donald Trump has talked about that. He's talked about how they keep encouraging to actually leave the country, and this has been going on so long, Dennis. Because I'm no spring chicken anymore. When I got out of high school, I worked at a place called Cheeseboro Ponds, which is now called Unilever. And what I did there at that factory was I made Q-tips. I ran Q-tip machines. You had to be pretty quick and on your toes, because I ran three machines at once. I wasn't the only one. There were lots of people that did it. It was a factory. Well, that has gone south, and it went south a long time ago, and we've had several administrations with lots of bad trade policies, and so that particular company with making the Q-tips is all made in Mexico now. So Donald Trump has talked about that. He's talked about encouraging these to stay and quit punishing them and making it easier to go away. And then when they sell it back in here, they don't have to pay a tax. So he has talked about that. So I'll take a little issue with that.
Well, I think the concern that I have here is that in the culture right now, we have a leadership vacuum. Let's face it, it's true. And in terms of when you go to India, the minister of India, prime minister, mm-hmm. he's going around the world. And he's saying, if you want to bring your business to India, you're going to have to bring a factory and make in India. And the Chinese have done this, too. It seems like there is a problem in this country in terms of getting it right. And that's what I'm all about, getting this right for the American people and for the children and generations to come.
So, in other words, you're saying if they want to build, if they want to sell us cars, they need to build them here. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying bring your factory so that we can put our 93 million unemployed people back to work and stop creating a culture of immigration that keeps people economically dependent on a government that is an anomaly to our heritage. Free enterprise capitalism is what built America, not socialism. And this really is another theme that needs to be affirmed in the culture. Free enterprise capitalism. I don't hear anybody talking about it.
Well, I know that with this talking about the immigration issue and the trade issue, that is the one reason all of them have gone after Donald Trump. Now, I know you're running for president against him, but I haven't endorsed him, but my listeners know I'm kind of leaning in that direction because they all hate him. And they all hate him for the very reasons that you just named. They are making money, Dennis, off of illegal immigration and legal immigration, and they're poorly put together as far as poorly put together for the American people, trade deals. And they all go together that we're told when they have the legal immigration that they want to increase that because we need those people in to do jobs we're not capable, we're not smart enough, we're not educated, we're not trained to do. Okay? So we can't do those jobs because apparently our public schools, our education isn't getting us there. Then we're told, Dennis, when they come illegally across the border, that they're doing the jobs that we think we're too good for. So we get slapped down at every corner because D.C. occupiers, Donald Trump calls them the swamp, I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. They're cutting these deals, they're making these deals, and they're lining their own pockets. And that is exactly what's going on here, and it's been going on for many administrations, Republican and Democrat. We've had a lot of Democrat here lately, but it's been going on for a long time.
Well, you bet, and the situation is it's getting worse. Again, I say that the realities are free enterprise capitalism is what built America.
Yes.
And that is a theme that needs and must be affirmed in this culture, and the American Party of America is committed to that theme and to the family, that it would benefit from that theme, the family would, to be able to support themselves and be able to survive and thrive. And again, I see violations of the Ball Doctrine, which means violating the best interests of the family. Because if you're not working in the best interests of your family, whose interests are you working for?
You know, the Ford industry back in the day, he made sure that his own employees could afford the product that he was putting out. And we don't see that loyalty, we don't see that these days in the industries here in the United States. Oh, there might be a few. There might be a few companies that are more loyal to their employees. But when we look at the big corporations, the mega corporations, they could care less. They could care less about their employees. They can go get another one. And so they have no loyalty to them. And we have all heard the story of how Ford made sure that his employees could afford his product. So they could drive a car. they could drive the car, and that was good advertising for him, too. We're going into a break, Dennis. You hang on. I want to talk to you about the party, because whatever happens here in another week or so, we've got to have, I feel like we need to have renewed parties, and we need to have choices here in the United States of America, which right now, it's a monopoly. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. If you want to call in and give us a talk, 877-895-5410. Do you have any questions for Dennis? 877-895-5410. And Dennis and Beth Ann will be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Dennis Andrew Ball. He's running for president as an independent. Well, he's with the American Party of America, but you have to write his name in, I do believe. Isn't that correct, Dennis?
It is, and we're getting votes all over the country, and it's very exciting.
People are upset. People are upset. I want to read your creed for your party because that's, you know, Dennis, I don't want to, don't take this personal, don't take this as an insult because I have been and still am a proponent. I believe in other parties. I believe we're in a monopoly. But right now, it's next to impossible for any of you that are running on a third party to get there. Now, I know that I shouldn't say that, and I wrote yesterday that I hate that I even have to say that. But that is a reality for us. Your creed for the American Party of America is protecting America's family, children and families now and forever. We see our nation right now as weakening, and that is one of the battles going on between the two monopoly parties. And you also said, we cannot, we shall not, we will not allow those who have gone before us to have suffered in vain in the wake of others. Morbid depravity. We shall fight at all costs to defend our heritage and our freedom for those we love, to see that they are secure from the tyranny of the state and their abuse that is so near. I see this election as very critical because it's not about policies. It's actually about losing our republic. running on a third party and knowing that the likelihood of you getting elected is very, very slim, next to impossible, why do it? What is the point? And I want your honest and gut-felt opinion, because I am not against you. I'm for America. So I want you to tell me and tell my listeners exactly why.
Well, this is like the French Resistance. I think we have been taken over.
Mm-hmm.
And vive la France. I mean, the realities are we need a party that represents the best interests of the family. That is why I wrote the book, The Ball Doctrine, Creating Peace and Prosperity in Every Nation. We have to have a change of thought and attitude in this culture to support our Constitution and create the ideas that will sustain and maintain our society. It was intended by the founders. I go all the way back to 1781 at Gloucester Bay when Washington and the French sent the British packing. That was a social contract that was formed between the people and the government. That's what they intended. That has been lost, unfortunately, through the dumbing down of our culture, through the school system, and through all the corruption coming from a lot of different places, a lot of isms. World War II was quite a battle. We won the war, but I think we lost a lot of battles because I don't think our culture was prepared for the attacks and the assaults on our culture after World War II, especially from the Fabians. And that's a whole other story, too. The Communist Party loves the Democratic Party because they've taken it over. So here we are. So we are the resistance party, and we are busy right now forming cells in every state to elect local, state, and federal officers, as well as create citizen committees. We want citizen candidates that will work in the best interest of the family. The family is the basic unit of society. How it goes, goes the country. So the realities are these are violations of natural law, Beth, that have to be affirmed by people who understand this and will educate the public to understand they have real skin in the game. And if they don't get busy, things will only get worse rather than better.
Well, that's absolutely true, and we can see that that's actually happening. And, you know, there's a reason that the Communist Party actually endorsed Hillary Clinton. There's a reason for that. And there's a reason that the Republican Party is now in a big uproar and an upset. They're divided, and I'm actually kind of excited about their division because I think that's what it needs to be. It's like Ma Bell needs to be broke up because it's being run by those who are elitists, and they're greedy, and they're some of those that are the ones that are making these deals in D.C. that are going against the American people and against the American family. The Democrat Party, everything they push is for dependence on government and control of the people. And it seems like so much of it is against the family, and that is a deep concern of mine.
I'm happy to hear that.
We do have a caller. We have Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
I had a Miss Ann, you're more than delightful. You're insightful. That's what we love about you. I had a statement to make. That is that we already have a free market enterprise system going on. You ship all your factories to the slave labor countries.
Yeah.
We had a factory here in Alamogordo, New Mexico, this Presto Corporation. We were making electric skillets. I knew a guy making $14 an hour. He trained his Chinese replacement. The guy makes $14 a week. That's W-E-E-K. And his week is 60 hours long. That calculates out to be 25 cents an hour. How are we going to bring a Presto factory back here? Ain't nobody going to work for 25 cents an hour here. Now, how do you know how you defeat it? You defeat it with robotics.
Mm.
That's got to be because efficiency is going to rule the 21st century, and that's what robotics will do. That's my take on it.
Okay. Well, the robotics still puts the person out of work, though.
No, you go and work at a robotic factory. We're having a big life change going on, just like when they brought in automobiles.
Okay.
At the
I'm
beginning
sorry.
Of the 21st century. It's going to be a brand new industry.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. And it's going to take a while to change, but it's going to do it. It's the only way we can really compete against slave labor. The problem is there's too many people in the world. That means somewhere somebody's going to work for 25 cents an hour just so he can eat. And that's what we're up against. So how do you defeat that? Well, I have one other thing. talking about bringing factories here. Toyota already did that. Toyota brought their factories here. Okay, I heard on a, this is a couple of years ago, I heard a reporter interviewing, this is on National Public Radio, is interviewing a Toyota executive, and he asked him specifically what percentage of value added is done in the United States versus what's done in Japan. He said, oh, about 4 to 5%. You know what the reporter said? He said, oh, 45%? That's good. So some our media is in collusion with these jerks.
We know that. We know that.
Because I know the guy said exactly 4, F-O-U-R, 2, T-O, 5, F-I-V-E, percent is made in the United States. They just assemble them here. They don't make them.
No.
They're all made in Japan.
That's absolutely correct. And sometimes they're not quite right, and they have to remake them when they get here. And that's the truth, too. I know that from an industry in Wisconsin that I've talked to. Yes.
You know, the runaway Toyotas are caused by cell phones.
Well, it wasn't cars that I was talking about. It was some other industry. But thank you, Roger. I appreciate your insight and your call. Thank you. You know, Dennis, we're fighting so many different corners and so many different battles that it's it seems impossible. But the Founding Fathers gave us a foundation, and we need to be looking at that. And you made a comment about getting into all these communities. Bringing America home is about doing it locally. I really believe that.
I do, too. Mr. Dirksen, whatever his first name was, Edward Dirksen, there we are. He made a comment. He said, all politics is local. And I believe that's true, too.
Well, that's how we were designed, to be governed locally. And that's what I really wanted to talk to you about. Maybe we'll have you on again after the election, because I think that that's what we have to do. We have to get organized. We have to get busy. We have to make sure that this monopoly is stopped. And the only way to do that is... Okay, we have another caller, Harold from New Mexico. Harold, how are you today?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you today? What's your question?
The question, just bring up the fact that the amount of UN and government interference with small families.
Mm-hmm.
Small meaning, you know... None of the rich families, let's say.
But the middle class and poor.
UN child resolution's been put down here. No punishment of kids. No discipline anywhere. I think that's leading to parents don't have control of anything.
Well, absolutely. That's what, you know, they're supposed to. Okay. Dennis, we're going into a break. I'm going to have you hang on for the next segment so you can at least answer this question, if you can, if you will. Are you able to do that? Thank you, Dennis. We're going into a break. We're going to take the calls at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I believe the question that's on the table, Dennis, is about the UN and our families and our children. Do they belong to the community? 877-895-5410. And we the people... We'll be right back.
These truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet, as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website, support our sponsors, join the show on Facebook, follow Beth Ann on Twitter, contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have with me Dennis Andrew Ball. He's the founder of America's Parties of America. And when we went into that break, Harold was asking you about family and the UN and do our children really belong to the community? I'm going to let you answer that. And then we have another caller holding, if you will. Go ahead, Dennis.
Okay, quickly. I just think that the UN has no business defining the family structure in the United States of America or any place. I think children are a gift from God, and they belong to the parents and the community. The community belongs to the people, and how people wish to raise their children belongs to the states and the parents. And so, no, the union has no business getting involved in the family unit.
Well, see, I don't think the government has any business getting into the family unit.
That's kind good, of, too.
Yeah. Okay. We have Jim from Montana with a good question for you. Jim, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're more than welcome, sir.
My question for Dennis is this. I think we can all pretty much agree that a third-party candidate, with the way the system's set up right now, They're probably not going to get elected. So I was wondering if he had a preference or if he thinks he's stealing votes from Trump or Clinton. And if he does think that, you know, which one would he prefer? You know, I would like to see him steal a bunch of Clinton votes and narrow the gap a little bit for Trump. But I was wondering if he had a preference or if he thinks he's, if he feels that he's taking votes from either side.
Okay. Go ahead, Dennis.
Okay. Just quickly, I'm from Illinois. Illinois is predominantly Democrat. I go right to the Democrats to show them where they're wrong regarding dependency on government, regarding their family. I talk about the ability of the family to survive and thrive based on creating income. In the community that I live in, corn and coal are dead. They're not coming back. There needs to be new industry. That means we need to banish illiteracy, which America is becoming illiterate when it comes to skilled labor. Why? Because our factories have been shipped out overseas. It's left a vacuum. And particularly men have grown into an attitude they're not going to look for work anymore. They're going to become a subculture. That's unacceptable. So with respect to dependency, many of those people have the attitude that Democrats are going to provide all their support at the expense of the working class. But guess what? The working class are going to get burned out, and they're going to say, we're not going to go to work to support everybody else if they're not going to do their fair share. So I'm right after the Democrats, big time. And I am talking to them in terms of their kids. What is in the kids' best interest is that the family is supported by their own parents working in jobs that will produce a livable wage and provide a retirement opportunity for them to keep their property and their money in their pocket, not being taken away by government, not being used, abused, and misused by unlawful taxation because of programs either the state or the federal governments want to put on the taxpayers. I go after the Democrats. So if I'm going to take votes away from anybody, it's going to be Hillary Clinton.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. I think most of us are kind of really worried about her getting elected in her socialistic ways. Any other, Jim, any comment, any other question?
No, I think that pretty much answered the question I was asking. So thank you very much for your time.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you listening and calling in. Thank you so much, Jim. We have Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
Okay, Beth. Dennis, how are you? I happen to be acquainted with Dennis personally, and I can tell your listeners that Dennis knows all of the questions. He's familiar with the problems, and Dennis has the answers that are going to go in the right direction. And I would guess that if all of your listeners that are listening into this program were to vote for Dennis, we could push him into the White House, and if not, he'd probably be a very uncomfortable second for the banking powers that are behind this. And we've got to remember two things. The children are not our children. They're God's children. They are put in our care to do the right thing with, and Dennis does have that as his main concern. And if all of your listeners out there would start supporting someone like Dennis and support Beth, keep her up on the radio so we can keep up with this, perhaps we can turn what looks like a coming catastrophe should they decide to put Hillary in the White House. Then God have mercy on this country, because they put her in. I've got a feeling this is going to be worse than Nazi Germany was in the early 1930s when Hitler took power. So thanks for everything both of you do. I appreciate you both. God bless you, and hang on there and keep doing the good work. And ladies and gentlemen, support these people. Thanks, Beth.
Thank you, Mike. Mike's the reason you're here, Dennis, because Mike supports, and he's been a listener to CSE Talk Radio for a very, very long time. What I think, my opinion, and then I'm going to just let you have the floor for a little bit, what I think is the third parties, need to take over locally. We've got to, like, circle the wagon, so to speak. Get established in these communities. Maybe the school board, maybe the county sheriff, maybe the city, the county commissioners, the city mayors, and on and on and on. And build it up. We've got to start putting statesmen in place instead of these career politicians. And once we get those wagons circled up and we've got something established, a good foundation, then we can go take that White House. That's my opinion, and maybe it's wrong. I want your take on that.
Well, yes, and I agree, and I must say this too, that this started with me in 1995 when Bill Clinton was the president.
Oh, wow.
And I went to New Hampshire for the 1996 New Hampshire primary with my book, America 2000, Foundations for Generations. It was just a booklet, actually. A lady could put it in her purse or a man could put it in his pocket. And it defined a lot of these themes that I'm talking about right now. Was not very big. But my very, very first book, America 2000, Foundations for Generations, that came out in a bound edition, was in 2011. And the policies and abusive behavior that I detected in the country, in the government, at that time, because a span of about, looks like maybe 15 years had taken place from the time that I originally formed this party. Incidentally, it's the American National Committee as well, just like the RNC and the DNC.
Okay.
We are the white states, just like the blue states, the red states. We are the white states. We are the American National Committee. The difference between us, we don't take corporate sponsorship. We take we have a foundation that pays our bills.
Mm.
And I must tell you, I am an advocate for publicly financed campaigns. That would be very helpful at this time, because then I would be in a position with the AOA, the ANC, to put advertising on TV, radio, to provide more support for media, such as your programming, and others, to do the things that a campaign has, have boots on the ground in every state offices, do it right through the ANC. So that's a goal here. And the good news is for me that starting this campaign, actually this is a continuation of when I declared at the University of California, San Diego in 2011, at the History Department. Right now they're talking about the Ball Center for Strategic Studies and Social Justice at John Muir College, where I graduated. And for that, I'm very honored, and I hope it will happen. I think we need to have a strategy in our society that will work for the family and the best interest, and that's what the AOA, the ANC is about, and then accountability for society through our legal system and all the abuse that is going on and the tyranny in the system.
All right, hang on to that, because we're going into a break. Hang on. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Dennis Ball, and we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
on.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Dennis Ball of the American, well, you call it the ANC, the American National Committee. It's the American Party of America. Dennis, you mentioned funding. And that is what makes this monopoly of the two-party system so hard to take down, is the big corporate monies. Now, I'm excited that you said, and I hope it's a solid, nice, financed foundation that's financing the American Party of America. That's something that I lack here. That's something I always wonder, why these so-called conservative think tanks and foundations don't want to pull in to somebody like me that's as about as down-to-earth and honest as they can possibly be. And also, what I had told you, that I think that these third-party parties, especially one like yours that is so grounded, but also the Conservative Party and the Constitution Party, they're so grounded in Constitution. Why don't they start taking over these communities with the local elections and then the state elections and then work their way up? And that's how I think CSC Talk Radio should be doing. It's going to take money, but if we start taking over the small towns, the local radio stations in the small towns and just circle our wagons around the big cities, we're going to be heard. And we're going to make a difference. I believe in the American people, and I believe you do too. Now, there are some that may be lost causes because they like to be connected to the big government. Just like, you know, in the day of our founding fathers, Dennis, when we were done winning the revolution, winning independence, there were 100,000 people that were asked to leave the country because they didn't want independence. They didn't want freedom. They wanted to be connected to the king. That's what they wanted. And in reality, those people exist. But I'm happy to hear that you have some funding. I really am excited to hear that.
Well, it's a labor of love right now, but I'm very encouraged by events. And like a rolling stone gathers no moss. And
that's really right.
We are in a battle here. The Clintons have created a machine since his presidency, and even down into Arkansas, mm-hmm. when he was governor, with his illustrious wife Hillary, how they have manipulated the system. When Ronald Reagan was president, he was not with the Masons. He was very independent, even though he was at one time a Democrat, then a Republican. But I really believe Ronald Reagan believed in America. He was a World War II veteran. And these were war heroes. They had overcome Germany and Japan, the Asian continent. You go to the History Channel and look at America from the world view, from space, you'll see all the production from all the isms that America overcame. Well, my opinion is we can overcome it again. As a matter of fact, I'm very encouraged about the future, regardless of who is president right now, because I know that the foundation of this country was founded on natural law principles that, if restored, will create a new society. And I'm excited to be part of that, because I believe that's the way we're supposed to be.
You know, I think the crowds of thousands of people that are circling around Donald Trump are representative of what we the people are capable of doing. And that's really the fear in the Democrat Party and the rhinos and the elites. That's really their fear. It's not Donald Trump. It's we the people. We're the ones that are putting fear in their hearts. We're the ones they really hate. We're the ones they're really going after. And I'm hoping and praying. I want Hillary beaten. But I'm hoping and praying that those thousands of people that keep showing up to these rallies are patriots that are ready to put their feet on the ground and hold steady and fight the battle.
Well, certainly. And let us agree that America's best days are ahead if we put into practice policies and procedures that work in the best interests of the family and demand policies and procedures and listen to people who have knowledge. Knowledge is power.
Yes.
And do the things that are necessary to make and correct society for the best interest of the family. We'll see a lot of changes in the prison population. That'll go away a lot. We'll see a lot of changes in the police departments because we won't need as many police. We'll see a huge change in the federal government. It'll be downsized to half its size right now.
Amen to that.
And give us faith of the new tax system based on consumption, not income. And let the states process the tax returns on a two-page. You can do your own taxes. And the states will tell the federal government what they are going to get as far as their money. Remember, government doesn't spend a dime that somebody else didn't earn.
Absolutely.
Or gave to them. Okay? So, really, government's more of a clearinghouse. It doesn't produce anything except supposedly to protect us from that which wants to hurt us. But also the opportunity, I would hope, to affirm the patriotism and the sacrifices that our veterans have created in the military over the years for our freedom, to give us time to get it right now, Beth.
Dennis, as we build this foundation, we've got to educate and activate the people. Now, your books that you've written, I've not seen them. I'm just going to be honest with my listeners. I've not seen his books, but I've heard him talk. Are your books, can they purchase those on your website, ball2016.org?
Actually, they need to go to amazon.com, bn.com, or ebay.com. And I want to say this, too. I've got four new titles coming the Fair Deal, which is a new tax system. This will change radically in the best interest of the family, puts a lot more money in people's pockets. I have another book called Ballonomics that talks about banishing illiteracy, creating skilled labor amongst young people. We want to reinvigorate the middle class and banish poverty from it by increasing the ability to attract industry into communities with skilled knowledge of doing those jobs. The promise, empowering the children of America in general and generations to come, that is a social contract of 1781. That was when we as a people became we the people. We are the government. The people are the government. That has to be affirmed again in society.
Absolutely.
And then my other book coming called All Serve to Be Served. And I believe that, young people should have an opportunity to serve in the military and create a discipline in their lives that will be available in the event of a natural disaster or a man-made disaster, so that we have a force of people on the ground to assist when disaster emergencies come.
And we're out of time. It's the fastest hour of the day, Dennis. I appreciate what you're doing. We have to stand together. We have to, as we the people. We've got to take our republic back. It has already been stolen from us. We really don't have liberty, life, liberty, or the pursuit of happiness, prosperity, or property. Right now, we don't. I appreciate what you're doing. I'm going to encourage people to go visit ball2016.org. Find out more about him. I wished you had your books listed there, because I couldn't write fast enough to get the names and titles of all of them there. Just do a search and you can find it. Thank you so much, Dennis, for all you're doing. It takes all of us, every single one of us. By the way, my blog yesterday, my monologue is in a blog form, and you can find that on the website as well by visiting blog as we work together to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that
that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.